USA News. I'm John Schaefer. A vote could come as early as tonight in the Senate on the bipartisan debt ceiling bill. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said they will stay in session until it's passed.
June 5th is less than 4 days away. At this point, any needless delay or any last-minute holdups would be an unnecessary and even dangerous risk.
The bill would suspend the nation's debt ceiling for 2 years, and it includes some non-defense spending cuts and policy provisions. Speaking of the Senate, they passed a bill today to reject President Biden's student debt relief program. It was approved with a 52-46 vote after clearing the Republican majority House. Democratic Senators John Tester, Joe Manchin, and Independent Senator Kyrsten Sinema joined Republicans in opposing the Biden plan. The president is likely to veto that bill. The CDC reports a significant increase in children's brain infections this past winter, the highest level in years. Cases are still rare overall, but doctors noticed a rise in hospitalizations caused by Streptococcus bacteria. It got a little testy on the campaign trail today for Ron DeSantis during a stop in Laconia, New Hampshire. A reporter asked DeSantis why he wasn't taking questions from voters after he made remarks to the crowd.
Governor, how come you're not taking questions from voters?
You're not coming up to me, talking to me. What are you talking about? I'm not here working with people. Are you blind?
What?
Are you blind?
I'm not blind.
Okay, so people are coming up to me, talking to me, whatever they want to talk to me about.
The video that was released shows the testy exchange between the two. Most candidates do take questions from voters following a speech in New Hampshire. And a woman is suing Bill Cosby for an alleged sexual assault that occurred over 50 years ago. Victoria Valentino, a former Playboy model, filed the civil lawsuit in Los Angeles under a new California law that temporarily removes the statute of limitations for civil sexual assault cases. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321321. That's PRIDE to 321321.
President Biden delivered the commencement address at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs today. The president reminding the graduates that
part of the greatest fighting force in the history of the world. That is the truth. That's the God's truth. That's not an exaggeration.
He also said they are part of the most diverse graduating class from the academy in history. The president also appeared to trip and fall on stage during the graduation. However, he seems to be fine as he continued with his commencement speech and shook hands with graduates. He received assistance from nearby individuals to get back up on his feet. Defense Department leaders have intervened to stop a drag show scheduled to take place at a Nevada Air Force base today. The event, approved by Air Force leaders to celebrate Pride Month, faced opposition from Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, who earlier this year told a congressional panel that drag events will not be held on military bases.
Drag shows are not something that the Department of Defense supports or funds.
The event's organizer, Las Vegas Pride, which is Nevada's largest LGBTQ organization, says the event is privately funded and they will find another location. Sean Diddy Combs is suing Diageo, the co-owner of his tequila brand, for racial discrimination. Diddy alleges that Diageo did not provide equal promotion for his De Leon brand compared to other brands like George Clooney's Casamigos tequila. He claims Diageo hindered the sales growth of De Leon for almost 10 years, perceiving it as a black brand. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.